Hi guys. Come on in. Hey, Sarah. Hey, oh my gosh, this is fun. Okay, let me go over my list to make sure. Welcome. This is the taking big ass action call. I've already decided right off the bat. If you want to play a drinking game, it's going to be how many times does Judith stutter when she says big ass action? It's a mouthful. So I'm going to look over my notes. Y'all come on in. Everyone is in. Welcome. I have. Okay. We're just going to write it. So welcome. This is the taking big ass action, finding your whys call. And this is going to be about an hour long call. And my name is Coach Judith. I have been with No BS since 2017, going on 5 years. It'll be March 9th. I've lost 80 pounds. I have worked as a coach for No BS since I was Corinne's 46th birthday present. For that was July of 2020. I love saying that. It's easy for me to remember. I was a mentor prior to that. I have been to nearly every camp since I joined in 2017. There might be one that I missed. I coach on weight loss, and I specialize in feelings, including grief. And I am a private coach here. I don't know if y'all know, some of y'all might be new, that we do offer private coaching through the No BS program. So this is a call. This is a meeting style call. It's interactive. You can turn your cameras off and no one will see you, and you can leave your cameras on and you can see everyone. So you can do that by selecting gallery view or speaker view. It will either make me big or the person big, and you can just punch those buttons and you can't do anything wrong. There are reaction buttons at the bottom of your screen. If you would like to give someone a shout out or respond with an emotion, just it's right down at the bottom. We have a chat, and we have Coach Yesenia in the house tonight. She's going to be in the chat. She's going to be sharing links, answering any questions you might have. And we also have special guests. Sarah's not going to be called up, but I see Sarah. I just see like five people. So it's like I'm talking to my friends. I love this. So later on in the call, I will be calling up a few people to coach you on your whys. So be considering that as we move throughout the call. And with that said, remember, I am also the anxiety coach. I've been having dry mouth since about 4 o'clock today. So I will be drinking often. And just wanted to let you know that. And it's funny, I realize I'm okay. So here's what we're going to do. I am going to let you know that our goal this month, you know, we have all just finished Mission Possible. We have gone through it. We have coached on it. We have learned about, you know, our thoughts and feelings. We can do think, feel, do cycles. We know how to make our doable plans. Like, we know how to do all the things, right? But this month, it's about how to get this into action. This is big ass action. There it is. First mouthful. Take a drink. So I've already told you this will be an interactive call. So now I'm going to share my screen with you and let you know. Here we go. Share screen. And what you will be seeing is the No BS website. This should look super familiar to y'all. Oh, please make sure that if you're sending messages, please make sure you over in the chat box that you select all participants and attendees. Just want to make sure that it's like I've got a few direct messages, but I'm going to be putting the chat to the side since we have Coach Yesenia in the house. And at this point, I want to let, if you are listening on the podcast, that this would be a good time to watch the video if you are having a hard time finding resources on the No BS website. I want to remind you that if you are new to us, that the website is where everything is housed for No BS. Facebook is for fun and to be in community, but the No BS website is the home that is where all the knowledge lives. It is where you come to do the things. All right, so if you can see my mouse, to find the workshop, come over here to self-study resources. I am going to make my screen full screen here. And you're going to scroll down right here at the top, February focus, taking big ass action and move your body challenge. There we go. And so here we have the homepage of taking big ass action. And we want to make sure that you watch Corinne. Look at Corinne. I love the shirt she's wearing. That you take time to listen to this because Corinne explains the movement challenge in this first video. And that's super important. And you get to decide if you want to participate and at what level. And I'm going to show you some calendars here in just a minute. We're going to scroll down right here where it's highlighted. That's your Taking Big Ass Action Guide. And I'm going to go ahead and open that. And I am going to close that. I will be coming back to that as I'm going to familiarize you with the website. If you wanted to see the training calendar, it is located right here. We're going to scroll on down and see that your resources for this hub include, here is your printable schedule. If you click on it, look at this lovely schedule of the calls. If you're someone who likes to have that in your iPad or print it out, that you can find that there. It's such a nice feature to have. Here is the Taking Big Ass Action Guide. And I'm going to come on down here and show you. This is where the replays will be located. And here's the meat of the course. I have seen the first three videos. There are my check marks. It is such good material. So be sure and use the check marks to help you keep your place. And as we scroll on down, you will see that there are four bonus calls with Corinne, live Q&As that she will be sharing with us. And the replays will be housed here. And we have four calls with the OBS coaches this month. They will also be housed down here on the coaches calls. And further down near the bottom, here is the information on the Move Your Body Challenge. And again, this is an optional part of the Taking Big Ass Action month. And I'm participating in that. And I love it. I have decided to sign up for a half marathon, as the lovely Miss Sarah is as well. And we are moving and grooving, getting our base on, aren't we, Sarah? Okay. So we're going to scroll on down here. And you can see there are several types of planner. You have a blank movement calendar. You can fill in the blanks. Maybe you're a beginner. And if you're a beginner, this has, look, it has some beautiful tips in here explaining, giving you some inspiration and ways you can incorporate movement for yourself this month. And I love this so much, including the movement ideas located to the side and a lovely finish line. It's beautiful. Love a good calendar. So the baseline, each one is just a little different than the other. And this is a new feature that we have. Good to know that at the very, if you scroll down to the hub, again, for people who are just listening to the podcast, if you scroll down on the website, there are frequently asked questions. Which movement tracker do I use for the optional Move Your Body Challenge? Can I mix and match movements? It's very self-explanatory. Again, this is all housed on the Taking Big Ass Action website. And make sure I've covered it. Yes. So for this call, it is recommended that, or for this week, it is recommended. I hope I'm not making y'all dizzy. This week, it is recommended that we get through lesson one and lesson two of No BS. But again, this is no pressure. As with everything No BS, you get to move at the level you are comfortable with and what you have time for. You are never behind in No BS. And again, this is all optional. What is primary, the primary focus is always going to be in your No BS course. If you are brand new, that is your zone of genius. The area you want to focus, big ass action, is optional. Mm-hmm. All right. Page two. We have covered that. If you have any questions, you can go to support@pnptribe.com if you're having any issues with your hub. And so I'm going to take you to the lesson overview. And I want to share that just prior to starting this call, we have an amazing new feature where you can edit the workbook. You can get in there and type. And so I had been doing that. I had all kinds of fun things typed in there for y'all. But here's what else happens. When you close it out, it doesn't save it. And I'm kind of not necessarily as tech savvy as some. So know, K-N-O-W, that if you type into the worksheet, that it will not save the material, but you can print. So I'll show you what I'm talking about. Well, when we get there, I'll show you that component. So here is going to page four. And here's what we're going to talk about, taking big ass action. This is the fuel, right? Big ass action is going to be the feelings that you're going to need, that you're going to want to fuel your weight loss journey. And it's the key. It's where the magic happens. And Corinne does such an amazing job. I'm going to tell y'all, when I watched this today, I was blown away at the content and the way she delivered it. And I'm so excited for us all to be going through this together. So big ass action means having the courage to show up each day in a way you can execute for the long haul. And that looks like sustainable, right? That's the small doable steps and how we can incorporate that into our daily planning. But big ass action also challenges you just a little bit in a way that makes you feel willing and curious, and it keeps your mind open so that you're not, you know, spinning off in disbelief or disappointment, but has you being willing to learn and show up. Big ass action also means being someone who knows everything you do is important, even the easy and executable things, which is really, that's the moneymaker right there. What's doable? Big ass action means believing weight loss is just one tiny decision after another. And that, as a coach, I'm going to tell y'all, that is yet another thought to lean heavily into. Half-ass warning signals. If you find yourself constantly thinking about losing weight and how bad you want it, right? Oh my gosh, like, but you're not doing anything. You're just kind of swirling around and not getting any traction for yourself. And if your half-ass warning signal could also be that you're not encouraging yourself. You're not speaking kindly to yourself. You're speaking in the critical voice and not seeing anything as good enough. If another half-ass warning signal could be that you're berating yourself for not being where you'd hope to be at this time in your weight loss journey. And again, these are the half-ass warning signals and ways of thinking. And it shows up in that you are in indecision, you are overthinking, you are in overwhelm and perfectionism. So I am going to scroll to the next page so that we can, and Corinne talks more at length about all of this. I just want you to know, this is a highlight. I am just highlighting the course right through here. So we are going to take a few minutes to do this self-assessment. I'm going to give y'all 2 minutes, and I'm watching my clock, and I'm not going to read the questions out. So I'm going to give y'all 2 minutes to fill this out starting now. You want to check whether you identify more as the big ass action or half ass action. And you can share your findings in the chat. Like to see which my chat disappeared. Altogether, Yesenia. Oh, I made a mark. Oh. What is that? Very interesting. Well, for the record, Yesenia's Linda, Nobius member is making, do y'all see those blue marks? I see her checks. Can you see that on the right-hand side? Yes. How about that? Good to know. Anne Marie, can you see that? Right. I'm going to scroll a little bit more in case you are looking at the screen. So be sure and share those in the chat and what's coming up. Are you a big ass action or a half action? Where are you? We're going to move on to page 6. And this is the lesson 1 self-assessment. Sorry. I'm going to give you all about 4 minutes, and here's what we're going to do. Oof. Okay. You can use your notebooks to answer. What patterns are you noticing about where you take big ass action versus half ass action? Oh, this is very different. Okay. Just learning all kinds of things live time here. What patterns are you noticing about where you take big ass action versus half ass action? And remember, if we refer over here, big ass action has you showing up boldly, moving forward, making it doable, willing. Half-assing is where you would be not encouraging yourself, seeing yourself as behind, and berating yourself. Number 2, 3 main causes of half-ass action are perfectionism, overthinking, and overwhelm. Do any of these 3 affect you? You can put your answers in the chat if you'd like. So now I want y'all to look at the areas above and decide now, right? Now, where do you want to shift from half-ass action to big-ass action going forward? You can choose from the answers you've written above, or think about another area of Nobius where you might want to make a big change, and maybe this is the movement challenge for you. Maybe you've been a little on the fence. It's just good to know. Please share your answers in the chat. Fun fact, my big ass action this month is moving towards my half marathon goal. And I am someone who pushes through. And my lesson to learn this go around includes really monitoring my body. I have an ankle issue that is bone on bone, that kind of a trick ankle, if you will, not always bone on bone. So that's another fun fact. And so it will require me giving myself the utmost self-care and really listening to my body and adjusting myself that I could be walking this half marathon and I'm okay with that. But I will be making, I am very willing to show up and do this for me. So again, I hope you're sharing your comments in the chat and where you are taking big ass action this month. Okay, so now we're going to work on the creating your whys. Here we go. And if I could erase this stuff on the screen, I would. So now I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. And this page is self-explanatory, right? Why? What are your top 10 reasons for wanting to lose weight? And I want to remind you, we do not judge our whys. They are important to us and us only. They matter only to us. They can include other people, but the primary focus of your why is for you. It's what is going to give you energy, what lights you up about wanting to lose weight. Who do you want to be? And when you're done with page 7, you can continue on to page 8. Remember, in the moment, this why is going to help you decide if you're going to want to stop eating at enough or if you're going to keep eating. In the moment, what do you want? What do you want to remind yourself about your whys? What's going to give you that energy, that feeling? The why's job is to give you a pause. So I'm going to scroll on down for the sake of folks who may be listening on the podcast. That's a great... Nope, did not work. We were trying to clear the page there, y'all. So pardon my shuffle. Close your eyes if you get dizzy. Okay. And so now you want to circle the 5 whys above that matter the most to you today, right now. These are the whys right now. Don't overthink. And then if you have your post-it notes available, if you don't worry about it. You get to do these anytime you want. You could write them on a post-it note or save them on your smartphone as a background. And now we want to look at the whys and put a check by any whys that have to do with your family, people you care about, or your community. Why are these whys important to you and only you and matter to you and no one else? I'm going to scroll over to page 8. And now we're going to put a star by any whys that have to do with your physical and mental health. Why is your health important to you? So we're putting a star. By any whys that have to do with your physical and mental health. Why is your health important to you? I'm going to put a heart by the one why you consider your top reason for losing weight. And why is that so important to you? And you can share what you want in the chat. So one of my whys. I don't want to be someone who does not eat when she's not hungry. And managing my weight also means I'm managing my mind and my emotions. I'm balanced. I had this filled out on the previous sheet, y'all, my whys. And I'm creating ease in my knees and my joints and being kind to my ankle. And I want to encourage you guys to be sharing in the chat. Again, I cannot see the chat. And I want to leave you before I pull down the worksheets. And I'll be calling on someone who wants to talk about their whys. Maybe you just want to share your whys. If you want to be raising your hand, please do go ahead and raise your hand. We've got about 30 minutes where we can discuss. But Corinne asks us to write one of these whys on our plan every day this month and read it out loud each evening while you assess. Keep updating the list, right? Because remember, the brain likes novelty. And if we see something over and over, like change out those sticky notes. Because when we see something over and over, it gets kind of stuck in our brain. And we kind of gloss over it and it loses its impact with us, with the brain. Okay, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop share, come back, and here we are. All right. So we've got it. Anyone want to raise their hand? Looks like I've got Sue and then Crystal. So Sue, I'm going to make sure I handle this correctly. I'm going to pin you. Nope. Going to add spotlight. All right, Sue, I'm going to ask you to unmute so I can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you, Sue.
Hi.
What are your whys? So did you have a question? You want to share something with me?
Well, if this is coming the most perfect time after the January workshop, I finally redid OBS. I've been here for a couple of years now. I learned so many more things that I should have missed or I hadn't gotten to the last time, and it clicked for some reason. And I've been struggling with the whys for a long time, but I was able to come up with my 10. But my biggest one is that I want to do this for the last time. It's been a long time that I've been doing this. Mm-hmm. It's been so long. I feel like that it has stopped me from being my authentic self. Mm-hmm. That I blamed my signs for my social awkwardness. I'm tired of it. So I'm of the age now that I just feel like it's my time. I'm so tired of working on this.
Okay, so Sue, let me ask you this. We do have a little bit of a janky reception here, so hang with me. I think okay. I caught everything you said, that your why is to do this for the last time. And when you think that thought, I want you to like take a minute to do this. Your why is to do this for the last time. How does that feel?
Empowering.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really good to know. And I want you to jot that down because that's the feeling that you want to generate in the moments when you are trying to the wise gives us a pause before we do something, before we make a decision, or why we want to make a decision, why we want to make a 24-hour plan, why we want to stop it enough to lose weight for the last time from the feeling of empowered. And when we feel empowered, we make a choice that relates to being authentic with ourselves. In the moment, it has us making a decision. Does that sound true to you?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other thought you had? You had two.
It just feels like that all through my life, I felt shy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I blamed my size for that, even though I had the power not to be, regardless of what size I was.
Mm-hmm. So a why would be to unravel the shy story, right? To feel empowered in the moments. Your why to lose weight for the last time also includes to see that I am not shy, that I am empowered.
And I've been working on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm really glad that this is happening right now. And I feel like I'm on a roll again. So that's good.
That is good. You are losing this weight for the last time from a feeling of empowered. And when you feel empowered, you make decisions that are empowered.
Right.
Right.
I've also got a really good accountability group. I'm going to shout out to the Camp Cuties.
Oh, Camp Cuties. You know, I've heard that name before.
Yep.
Thank you, Sue. Yep.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And what's your dog's name?
Izzy.
Izzy. I got a wiener dog too. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm going to put remove spotlight. Y'all, that is so good. I just absolutely love that her why includes Corinne's, you know, mission for us all, right? To lose weight for the last time. So good. Crystal, I'm going to call you, and then I have Sue. Add spotlight. Hey, Crystal. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm.
Not better?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, good. It's interesting because I wasn't sure I was going to make it to tonight's call. So I actually put in for coaching this weekend on this topic. So
nice.
What I realized when I was writing my whys, because I've noticed a lot of self-sabotaging lately, and I think it was because I don't have or have kind of lost the luster for my goals and my whys. For example, when I've written down my list of whys, I've actually, like during the call, kind of struck through some of them because I've realized that I've addressed them in other ways. So for instance, like comfort and mobility, like with less joint pain, I've recognized is related more to specific foods than necessarily my weight specifically. Like even though I've regained some weight, my joints didn't flare back up unless I eat certain types of foods. Or to be an example to other people, where I think with the thought work and stuff, I would rather be an example of mindfulness and more characteristics than physical accomplishments. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I feel like I've kind of addressed some of those things and they don't motivate me the same way that they used to motivate me.
Okay. So remember, let's keep in mind the purpose of the why. What is the purpose of the why?
To make the pause.
Right. So when we get to the point of the pause, to when we're getting ready to decide, because we are always in charge, we get to make a decision.
Right.
So let's just say like it's Friday night and it's pizza or nachos, whatever, and you have a decision. You want more. They taste so good. In the moment, what feeling, what is going to allow you to be willing or encouraged, supported, determined, empowered?
So I have the one that I put the heart next to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the one that I feel like should be the motivator.
Mm.
That's also part of what's not being very helpful. And
we don't judge the thought. Mm-mm. We don't judge our whys.
So this is more from a kind of religious standpoint. Like, this is the body I was given, so I'm supposed to take care of it so that I can use it to fulfill my purpose, right? And that just doesn't, like, I feel like I should want that should be enough. Like, that's I keep having this thought that why should be enough, and it's not.
But what if it is? What if it's just one of several? Can you hear me still?
Yes. I'm sorry. I got a text message. Let me swipe it off. Otherwise, it's going to keep going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a few others. And I think that part of I've had fewer successes recently, but the successes that I have had have been more related to when I have made a good solid plan and I can prove to myself, like I want to prove it to myself or to people who have said I couldn't do it, but more to myself, like I want to prove to myself that I can do it. Like that feels more powerful.
I want to be someone who keeps her promises to herself. I'm willing to become someone who chooses herself. I'm doing this for me. This is my one sweet life and my one body, and I get to take care of it. What you jotting down there so I can ask you how you feel?
Those two sentences that I'm willing to be someone who chooses myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my one life and I get to take care of me.
Yeah. So which one of those three thoughts, which one feels most energetic to you?
The So to me, this is my one life. I think on some days could be very like motivating, but other days would be very like daunting.
Mm.
Like, you only have one shot at this. Stop shitting it. You know.
Now that's
know that I could like. I mean, I feel like I could see it going in that direction more often than the thought that leaves me feeling more willing. I'm willing to be someone who chooses me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so when you think I'm willing to choose me.
Yeah, it just feels more open, I guess, or... I mean, it's not super strong, which I think that I have a tendency to try to go towards like strong emotions rather than more neutral emotions, which I feel like I make more headway with more neutral emotions.
Okay. So, well, what's a good neutral feeling? How do you want to feel? What?
Maybe more. I mean, willing would be a good feeling, right?
Yeah. Well, willing is an amazing feeling. Am I willing? Yeah, I'm willing in this moment to choose me. I'm willing to stop it enough. I'm willing to know.
Saying it over and over, because right now, like most days, I just don't feel willing. I didn't feel willing when I went, you know, when I made my plan this morning.
Are you making those plans doable? Being honest with yourself?
Yeah, it included pizza and a mocha when I wasn't hungry.
Mm-hmm. Are you willing to become someone who no longer eats when she's not hungry?
Yeah. I want to be willing.
You know what? How does that make you feel?
I want to be willing.
Yeah. You sounded pretty convicted.
Yeah. Feels more, well, I would say if I said that more often, maybe that I could shift the desires and urges towards more willingness than towards food.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can I just be willing in the moment to take care of my body? Can I just be willing to make a decision for my one body?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Judith.
Thank you, Crystal. You've got this.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to put you back down.
Bye.
All right. I think it was Sue who had her hand up, but her hand's down. Anyone else? Oh, Sandy. Sandy has raised her hand. Y'all, if you want to jump up and you just want to share your whys, help out your fellow No BS women, raise your hand. Come on up. Share your whys. All right. Do I have you on the spotlight? I do. And I need to ask you to unmute, Sandy.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Good. So trying to figure out the whys. I mean, I put 10 whys down. But I guess I feel like that they should be more important. I mean, I know that they're important, but I can't really settle on one why, because it seems like I have so many.
You know what? That is not a problem either. I am so glad that you have raised your hand to share this, because I know there is someone else out there listening to this. You know, maybe you don't have just one. Maybe you have three or four that really elevate up there and float up to the top. And that's okay. That's why you could have 20 whys if you want. And you just want to kind of like keep them in your wallet, keep them in your purse for in those moments when you need a feeling to help you connect with why you are doing this, to improve my health, to regain my energy. Those things that the why gives you pause and gives you that chance to put, it kind of puts the cards on the table. Like, okay, here's my whys. And which one of the
whys is something, when you say it gives you pause, Is the whys something that you should
could
say whenever you're fixing to go and you're going to overeat or something? And is that when you need to pull out your whys so that they make you pause before you overeat or before you grab that snack?
What do you hear? I'm going to let you answer that question. You think it would be good to know some whys in those moments?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, I also ask myself why this is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has. I mean, it's been a huge journey. I mean, because before I joined, I don't know, probably I want to say 2017 or so, I started on keto at the time, and I lost like 100 pounds. And it just felt so easy then.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is not, it doesn't seem as easy. And I'm not sure why it's not feeling
right,
easy.
Right.
Why are the same thing?
So here's where I want to make sure we keep you focused on why do you want to lose weight? What are your whys? What motivates you? Is it your health?
Yes, mine is my health, mobility, to be able to say go on vacations or do things with my family without having to worry about, oh my God, how far am I going to have to walk? Or something like that.
Right. So that I can have ease of movement.
Right.
So in the moment, how does that feel when you think to have ease of movement in my body to create my health?
It feels wonderful.
Yeah. It's so in the moment when you have a decision to stop it enough or to eat something, it puts it on the table. Do I want this pizza or do I want to feel wonderful and move towards my goal? Because the energy, we want to create energy to pull you towards your goal, to help you manage. And having 20, if you had 20 cards to put on the table, each one had an energy value that gave you your why, to help you choose you in the moments you need, to give you pause, to say, what do I really want to do?
Yeah, and I do appreciate you doing the, I guess, envisioning how it's going to feel, you know, and because up until now, it's been of just the fact of, I guess, a little bit overwhelming as to how am I ever going to get there? But I know that I can get there. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And so maybe my whys, even they just felt like so robotic, you know, like,
and that's okay.
Everybody feels this way.
So here's the thing. This is so good. Another example of why Corinne wants us writing them down every day. We've got to get connected to our whys. You got to like get familiar with them, you know, and that it requires keeping them front and center, putting them on the stickies, reminding yourself, putting it on your planner every day and spending some time generating that feeling. How I'm going to feel wonderful in the moment when I choose me, when I choose to stop it enough, because I want to feel wonderful. Because I get to create my health. I get to create mobility. It's my choice. And it feels wonderful.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. You cannot have too many whys, y'all. I just want to throw that out there. This just has 10 on there. If you want 20, if you want 40, what are you going to need? And it might be location specific. There may be somewhere you're going. There may be different circumstances, different people. You're going to have different thoughts. You're going to want some whys stashed away. It's your little secret reserve of energy. Sandy,
thank you.
You've got this. I'm going to remove spotlight. Okay. I see Allie and then Judy. And hey, Allie. So tell me about your whys. And I'm going to ask you to unmute. Yes. Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. So a few of my whys that I've been working on through this call are, I want to not have to always focus on weight. Like, it's always on my mind. It's, if I go in a restaurant, I'm worried about what if they try to sit me in a booth versus, or go on an airplane, you know, it's just constantly plaguing my mind. And I am working on reframing, because I think that is kind of half-assed action from what I'm learning on this call. But I'd say that that's one that's really I've been struggling with. And I guess I would love to hear if you have any insight on that. Just if that's like a why, or maybe a better way to reframe it, I guess.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking, so your one of your whys would be like to sit in a booth, to have no fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's it.
To go to a restaurant and have no fear. And yeah. how does that thought feel? When you think
it feels good.
Think about yourself sitting in mm-hmm. any booth you want, being able to go to any restaurant, knowing that you could sit in any booth you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels really good. And I think what even feels nicer is like, I love to travel, and maybe, you know, just like being able to sit in a seat without having the panic. Like if I get in a center row, I think that even feels more exciting and mm-hmm. motivating, I guess. So maybe that would be a good way to kind of approach it.
Yeah, you totally could practice visioning yourself, your why, seeing yourself sitting in a middle seat, and what mm-hmm. feeling, how good. And I want you to come up with a feeling. I mean, I'll take good, but do we have a better feeling than good?
I think it would just feel like amazing, really. It would just be so nice to not be scared. I think I would be elated, I guess, as opposed to scared. You know, I think it would be a complete and total opposite reaction to how I feel now.
Mm-hmm. So spending some time thinking about that version of you as so, someone who travels with ease. Someone, I'm not sure. Did you hear that? Okay.
I did.
Okay. to be someone who travels with ease, to be someone who sits in any seat she desires.
Okay. I love that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Holly. I love travel too. Hopefully I see you on a flight somewhere.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Remember, you can have lots of whys. Just blow it out. Just blow it out. Okay. All right. So we have Kimmer and Allie. I just did you. I'm going to lower your hand. So Kimmer, I'm calling. I'm going to try to figure out who has the barking dog just real safe. If you have a barking dog, will you hit mute? Oh, it's Sue. Okay. I'm going to mute her. Hold on, y'all. 1 second. I think I can. There it is. Mute. I got it. All right. Thank you. There is nothing like live time. Animals and babies. All right. I'm going to ask you to unmute, Kimber.
There we go. For once, it's not my dog.
Or mine. She's my dog. I have a 14-year-old wiener dog. She weighs 6 pounds. She has 7 teeth. And she starts a march about 5:30 in the evening, going up and down the halls, just barking like no one. Just, and she will do it until it's bedtime. So I'm fortunate my husband.
This one does. If there's any movement whatsoever, she thinks that she needs to be on guard and sound like a Rottweiler. She's a big sucky lab.
We love our fur babies. Kimmer.
We do.
How can I help you guys?
I've been a member for about 3 years. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong end of my iPad. I've been a member for, I think, 3 years, maybe a little more. And it's not until this time around, I'm kind of catching on that I have multiple whys, and they're all different aspects. So before, it's always been, I want to fit into smaller jeans. I want to, you know, not have to be uncomfortable bending over, all your standards for weight loss. This time it's clicking that it's not just those things. It's that I want to improve my mood. And when I improve my mood, everybody around me is a little bit nicer and happier. And it just clicked. Just this last day, it's clicked that it's having those whys is not just for, just so I can shame myself into saying, well, you can't fit in your jeans, so you need to lose weight.
Okay. So I want to make sure that everyone hears this, that the purpose of the why, because it sounds like that's what you had been doing, is using the why as a tool to beat yourself up, to shame yourself. And if, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm so grateful you said this, because again, the purpose of the why is to give you pause, to remind you in the moment when you are making decisions, because we always get to decide what we put in our mouth. It's always a decision to consider, do I want this, or why am I doing this, and how am I going to want to feel? What feeling is energetically exchangeable in the moment?
It's not just, well, if you eat that, you're not going to get into smaller jeans, which is exactly it. That's how it was. It's been for the last, God knows how many years. All of a sudden it's about how do I want my life to be? How do I want to approach my life? Do I want to have to go, but I can't eat that for the next 20 years, 30 years, whatever. No, I'm in my 50s. I'm on the other side. It's going, and I want to keep it going. I don't want to be sitting here going, I don't like my weight. I don't like my weight, and dwelling on that instead of living my life.
Right. And so your reframe, this shift that you've noticed in this last day, has gone from like the punishment victim to someone who's being empowered. Like, I get to choose. My why is coming from a place of empowered.
Yes.
To have. So,
and it took 3 years at least. Mm-hmm. So,
but I want to be sure that you have a list. I mean, even if it is to be in smaller jeans, we're not going to judge
it's on it.
Okay, good. So glad it's on it.
But there's other aspects. I have to feel in a better mood, to have more energy, establish balance in my life, to get back to active lifestyle, not have heartburn. Mm-hmm. Oh God, please not have heartburn. Right. And, and then your standard, hey, I want to feel sexy. Who doesn't?
Right.
Right. And I want my joints to feel better. There's something that's every aspect. It's not just about how my clothes fit anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not a shame anymore. I'm not shaming myself. This is now, if I snack, is that going to help? Or, is it just going to kind of set me back? Should I maybe just put it off?
Yeah. And so we want to have that why, that one to give us that pause to remember why we are doing this. And the bottom line, why we do anything is for a feeling. And if you are shaming yourself and doubting and disappointing and going down that rabbit hole, we're not going to get the results we want. The purpose of the why is to help direct you into a feeling that you want to create the life you want. Wow.
Oops.
Thank you, Kimmer, raising your hand and sharing. And I just appreciate you so much. I appreciate everyone being on this call. I'm going to put you back down. And I'm going to mute Kimmer, I think. Yes, I think she left. Y'all, we're going to wrap this call up. I do appreciate there are several more hands raised. I just want to thank you all. We have to cut the call off on the hour for raising your hand. I see you, Judy and Dawn and Hannah and Becky. Thank you so much. Maybe you guys will go to the Facebook page and start and share over there. Start us a thread. Hashtag big ass action. And share. Let's get a the women out there communicating and sharing what you learned from tonight's call, share the energy. Why are you on this journey? What is your why? What can you have in your back pocket for when you need? And they are, we don't judge the why. They are unique for you. And it's something that just creates that energy. So with that said, we have a call coming up. We have Queen's Club on Sunday. And we have the next big ass action call, lesson 2 on Saturday, Overwhelmer versus the Underwhelmer in a morning game plan. Thank you all so much. Have an amazing evening. I appreciate you all. Bye.